Ovo je test razumijevanja oslušanog teksta iz stranog jezika. Sastoji se od dva zadatka. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imaćete dovoljno vremena da provjerite svoje odgovore. Prvi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
Your choice of a good read. What is it and what's it about?
My choice book today is The Rabbit House, subtitled An Argentinian Childhood by Laura Alcoba. It's a memoir, it's non-fiction, and it is written by a woman who would now be in her late 40s, who grew up during the dirty war in Argentina and whose parents were part of a resistance, part of an underground political movement. It's set in a single summer and it's all from the child's perspective. I'm particularly interested in talking about and rereading this book now because so much of the conversation is about the First World War and soldiers as combatants. And I'm always very mindful that actually for most people in the world, war isn't fought by soldiers. Civilians are caught up in war. Civilians often have to fight and take part, and not all wars, of course, are fought by armies facing each other. This is a very, very different kind of war, and a young child is caught up in it.
Could you just explain the title? Because you look at this book and it's got a picture of a little girl with a rabbit in her lap. She's wearing a sort of nice white laced frock. The Rabbit House, it sounds as though it's going to be a book for children. Actually, The Rabbit House is something far more dangerous than that, isn't it?
Yeah, the house is a safe house and Laura and her mother go there for one summer. Her mother was going to man the printing press for the Montoneros, who are the group that she belongs to, producing underground magazines. And the cover story for this house that they live in is that they're breeding rabbits there. So at the back of the house, there's a yard and there, you know, a multitude of ever multiplying rabbits. But behind the place where the rabbits are kept is the secret room where the printing press is.
Poslušajte ponovo.
Your choice of a good read. What is it and what's it about?
My choice book today is The Rabbit House, subtitled An Argentinian Childhood by Laura Alcoba. It's a memoir, it's non-fiction, and it is written by a woman who would now be in her late 40s, who grew up during the dirty war in Argentina and whose parents were part of a resistance, part of an underground political movement. It's set in a single summer and it's all from the child's perspective. I'm particularly interested in talking about and rereading this book now because so much of the conversation is about the First World War and soldiers as combatants. And I'm always very mindful that actually for most people in the world, war isn't fought by soldiers. Civilians are caught up in war. Civilians often have to to fight and take part in not all wars, of course, are fought by armies facing each other. This is a very, very different kind of war, and a young child is caught up in it.
Could you just explain the title? Because you look at this book and it's got a picture of a little girl with a rabbit in her lap. She's wearing a sort of nice white laced frock. The Rabbit House, it sounds as though it's going to be a book for children. Actually, The Rabbit House is something far more dangerous than that, isn't it?
Yeah, the house is a safe house, and Laura and her mother go there for one summer. Her mother was going to man the printing press for the Montoneros, who are the group that she belongs to, producing underground magazines. And the cover story for this house that they live in is that they're breeding rabbits there. So at the back of the house, there's a yard, and there, you know, a multitude of ever-multiplying rabbits. But behind the place where the rabbits are kept is the secret room where the printing press is.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
Hi, Lee. The car's outside. Are you ready for our camping trip? Have you packed?
Yes, I'm excited, Neil. This is my first camping trip. I have the plastic forks and spoons and plates and the cups you told me to get.
Good. I have a couple of pans and a small gas cooker. And I've got the tent and sleeping bags.
Oh, Neil, how about my TV? I can't miss my favourite programmes.
A TV? Well, okay.
And I can't sleep without my goose feather pillow. Actually, I use two of them.
Pillows? Okay.
And chairs! We have to take my comfortable chair. And my lovely soft rug.
A rug? What? You want to take everything but the kitchen sink.
Oh, the sink? I might need a sink, Neil, but I think it might be difficult to move it unless I try to... Well, I could call a plumber.
No plumber, Lee. We're not taking a plumber camping. In English, when we say take everything but the kitchen sink, we mean take far more things than we need.
Oh, so you think I might be taking far more things than necessary.
Poslušajte ponovo.
Hi, Lee. The car's outside. Are you ready for our camping trip? Have you packed?
Yes, I'm excited, Neil. This is my first camping trip. I have the plastic forks and spoons and plates, and the cups you told me to get.
Good. I have a couple of pans and a small gas cooker, and I've got the tent and sleeping bags.
Oh, Neil, how about my TV? I can't miss my favourite programmes.
A TV? Well, okay.
And I can't sleep without my goose feather pillow. Actually, I use two of them.
Pillows? Okay.
And chairs. We have to take my comfortable chair. And my lovely soft rug.
A rug? What? You want to take everything but the kitchen sink.
Oh, the sink? I might need a sink, Neil, but I think it might be difficult to move it unless I try to... Well, I could call a plumber.
No plumber, Lee. We're not taking a plumber camping. In English, when we say take everything but the kitchen sink, we mean take far more things than we need.
Oh, so you think I might be taking far more things than necessary.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Molimo, prenesite svoje odgovore na list za odgovore. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja odslušanog teksta.